Our news in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. As the Department of Veterans Affairs deals with the allegations of waiting lists for veterans seeking medical care, a new problem. An investigation is now underway into claims VA supervisors retaliated against 37 employees who filed whistleblower complaints, including two who complained about improper scheduling practices. Acting VA Secretary Sloan Gibson says actions against employees are unacceptable.
Intimidation or retaliation, not just against whistleblowers, but anybody that raises their hand and says, I think we've got a problem here, or I think I know a better way to do this, or I think this is wrong. That is absolutely unacceptable. I will not tolerate it in the organization.
The Office of Special Counsel says it's blocked disciplinary action against three employees who reported wrongdoing. Georgia sheriff's deputies say a man who opened fire outside an Atlanta area courthouse today apparently planned to take hostages but was shot and killed before he could. For member station WABE, Michelle Eloy reports.
Forsyth County Sheriff Dwayne Piper says in addition to an assault rifle, 48-year-old Dennis Marks had several hand grenades strapped to his body, along with smoke bombs, tear gas, multiple rounds of ammunition, and plastic restraints. He says Marks was due in court on drug charges and intended to enter a plea deal. The sheriff says Marks had a history with the department, including at least two prior arrests on drug charges. The sheriff's office says Marks attempted to drive a rented Nissan Armada into the courthouse just before 10 a.m. The sheriff says eight deputy officers engaged with Marks in a three-minute shootout outside the courthouse, during which Marks was shot and killed. One deputy officer was injured but remains stable. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Eloy.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy gained 217,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate remains steady at 6.3%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The economy has just reached a milestone. It's taken nearly 5 years, but the country finally has more people working than before the recession hit. There are now upwards of 138.4 million employed Americans. Randy Krosner is an economist with the University of Chicago.
So it's good that we are having job growth of more than 200,000 workers per month, but things aren't quite as rosy as they might seem.
Krosner says the population has been growing and many people are underemployed. If you factor in people who've given up looking for work and people who are working part-time who want to be full-time, that so-called U6 unemployment rate is still high at 12.2%, down from 13.8% a year ago. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
And on Wall Street, it was higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 88 points to close at 16,924, the Nasdaq gained 25 points to close at 4321, the S&P 500 gained 8 points to close at 1949. This is NPR News. In Wisconsin, clerks in Madison and Milwaukee are issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples after a federal judge today struck down the state's ban on gay marriage, saying it's unconstitutional. But the state's attorney general has filed an emergency appeal to put the judge's order on hold. Egypt's outgoing president has issued a new decree making sexual harassment a crime, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Mayor Kennedy reports the move was highly anticipated.
The new law carries penalties of jail time for no less than 6 months and or fines of about $700, with harsher sanctions for repeat offenders. It includes verbal along with physical harassment, whether in person or online. A recent United Nations survey found that more than 99% of women here reported experiencing sexual harassment or assault. In a place where sexual harassment is endemic and police routinely stand by, the big question now is whether this law will be enforced. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
A third American citizen has been detained in North Korea, but State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf says she can't provide additional information because of privacy concerns. North Korea's news agency says the American man, who entered the country April 29th, is being investigated for acts inconsistent with the purpose of a tour visit. Harf says the State Department has a warning against traveling to North Korea. California Chrome finished his final run through at Belmont Park in New York today, a day before he goes for history at the Triple Crown. The colt galloped 2 miles around the park's oval. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner tomorrow attempts to end a 36-year Triple Crown drought with a victory in the 1.5-mile Belmont. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.